Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim and the Inyan of the Korban Tamid, based on Torah of the great Gaon and Tzaddik Rebbe Leib Mintzberg Zatzal. In Psochim Nun Ches Amud Beis, it says Tanu Rabbanan, this should be a special from Rav Moshe Yechiu, so Moshe Ben Shem Rai, so Moshe Mordechai, Rav Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, B'chol Anovim Eilov, Maris Plumadabas, Chanadina, Baruch HaPesach Mohan Seyadea, Holim Ve'ileha, and Maris Nechagittel, Bas Maris Esther, Chotzechotzea, Holim Ve'ileha, Psachim Nechesam at Beis, Tanach Rabbonim, Tomid Koidim LePesach, etc. It says that the Korban Tomid is brought before the Korban Pesach. Yeuchar Dovor, Shenemar Bo Ba'erev, Ubein Harbayim, LeDovor Shaloi Neemar Bo Ba'erev, Ela Bein Harbayim. What does that mean? Korban Pesach, it says in Dvorim, Tizbach is a Pesach Be'erev. In Shmois, B'shechet also called that still Beino Arbaim. So it says Be'erev and Beino Arbaim. By Korban Tomid, it doesn't say Be'erev. It only says it's a Keves Hasheni Tase Beino Arbaim. V'dinu, She'yuchar Dover She'ne'amar Bo'i Be'erev U'Beino Arbaim, L'Dover She'loi Ne'amar Bo'i Be'erev Ela Beino Arbaim. So, what's going to come later? Something that says Be'erev and Bein Arbayim, i.e. the Korban Pesach, and that's going to be later than the Korban Tomid, the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, where it only says Bein Arbayim and not Be'erev. In the Chidushim of Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malin, in the first volume in Simen Yud Aleph, he was choiker if this din of Tomid Koidim LePesach hu din Kadima V'Ichur. Is it a din of coming first and last? In other words, Shebeseder Hakravat Korbanot Elu Kavat Torah Shiat Tamid Karev Kodem Echakach HaPesach Oshu Din Kviat Zman LePesach. Is it a din that first comes the Tomid and then comes the Pesach, or is it a din of Kviat Zman LePesach, that the Zman of Akrovas HaPesach, the Torah was Koiveya to be after the Akrovas HaTomid, and beforehand it's considered mechusar zman, because the zman hasn't yet come. And he proves from various sugyas bagimore, she tarvayu isnehu bedin zeh. It's both. There's both a din kadima, that the Talmud comes first, and then the Korban Pesach. And there's also kviya zman, that the zman of the hakrovas haPesach is after the hakrovo of the Talmud Shel Bein Ho'arbayim. Ayin Sham B'chidushei Reb Aryeh Leib. Aval ze Sarich Bi'ur Eich Nelmadim Shnei Adinim Ha'elu Gam Yachad Midrasha Achat. It would appear, based on what we learned in previous Shi'urim, that the two Gdorim in the din of Ichor Pesach Letomid, he mitzat shnei ha'inyonim sheyesh b'mitzvahs ha'tamidim. The parshas Tetzaveh u'b'parshas Pinchos, as we learned at length in the previous Shi'urim, that these are two separate gedorim. We have the Tomid of Pinchos, and we have the Tomid of Tetzaveh. And we discussed this at great length, b'siyata d'shmaya. V'nira, ששונהו גדר בין הארבעים האמור בפרשת פנחס מגדר בין הארבעים האמור בפרשת תצווה, שבפרשת תצווה שקביעת החובה בכל יום הוא לעניין רציפות התמידות שלא יפסיק יום ביתיים. Like we saw, the gather in parashas תצווה is that it should be רצוף, it should be a constant avoid of Hashem יום יום in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Torah says that this constancy is expressed in the Shnayim Layoim. Nira shegeder shel shnei atmidim sheachad baboker veachad veasheni bein arba'imu shekavat Torah seder avodat tamid zo lechol yom v'yom b'tchilat hayom u'b'sofo. Et hakeves echad taseh baboker is b'tchilat hayom, v'et hakeves hasheni taseh in arba'im is b'sof hayom. Because these two tamidim are in one seder, a seder of constancy, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at the beginning of the day, and one at the end of the day. And the Geder Zman of Bein Arbaim in Parshas Tetzav is Soif HaYoim. That's why it's Bein Arbaim, because it's Soif HaYoim, because the Geder of this of the Korban Tomid in Tetzav is a constant avodah of Hashem. Aval mitzad inyan ha-tmidim b'farashat Pinchas shechovat ha-tamid b'chol yom u'mishum b'mo'ado shebechol yom u'mo'ed ha-tmidin v'geder ha-chiyuv l'shnayim l'yom gam hu b'mizgeret chovat b'mo'ado. What do we say the geder is in Parashas Pinchas? B'mo'ado, that there's a certain time. A certain time, like you have the yomim toivim, you have to bring karbonis. So too, there's a zman that is obligates you to bring carbon tamid, and that's every day. Every day is the b'mo'ado of carbon tamid. B'chol yoyim u'mo'ed ha-tmidim. And the geder of the chiyuv of shnayim liyom, gam hu b'mizgeret geder chovat b'mo'ado. This shnayim b'yoyim is also in the framework of the b'mo'ado. Shebihiyot hayom atzmo mechulak l'shnei mo'adei mishne'e, haynu. לשני פרקי זמן שונים, קבעה לו תורה חובה לשני כבשים, כבש לכל פרק זמן שבו. So this day is made up into two sub-times. There's the general day, that's a mechayiv, and then there is the Moadei Mishneh, in other words, these secondary times, within that one big time of day, there is an obligation in the morning, an obligation in the afternoon. And in this obligation, one is in the morning, one perek zman, one time frame is in the morning, and the second time frame is the afternoon. So, that geder of Parshas Pinchos is not since Bein Harbaim is Soif HaYoyim, אלא בהיותו התחלת הערב, שעיקר חלוקת היום לפרקי זמן, הוא חלוקתו ליום ולילה, כעניין האמור, בסדר ימי בראשית, ויהי ערב, ויהי בוקר, ששני פרקי זמן אלו, היום והלילה, הבוקר והערב, מהווים יחד את היום, ולשני פרקי זמן אלה, היינו לשני מועדי המשנה, שבתוך המועד של היום, קבע תורה חובת קורבני לחמי שני כבשים ביום. זאת אומרת, that we have an obligation to bring every day, that's the moyado, and the day in theory is really broken up into morning and night. Those are the two zmanim of the day. Morning, meaning day, and night. So the day korban is the morning, and then the Bein HaArbayim, we don't do avod at night. So the Bein HaArbayim avod is night. That counts for the night. That's the moyed. And the Torah says, Karbani Lachmi, you have to give a Kaddish Baruch Hu his daily bread, kiviyochel. Es hakeves ha'achat ta'aseh baboker, laboker, haynu leyom. Ve hakeves ha'sheni ta'aseh Bein HaArbayim la'erev, haynu la'layla. So the gather of Bein HaArbayim is haschol ha'aseh, which is the time period that was established for the Hakrovas Keves HaTomid Avur HaErev Avur HaLaila. Flameot. Nimtza. Sheshnei Gdarim Hem Lebein HaArbayim VeHakeves HaSheni Shel HaTomid HaKarev B'chol Yom Bein HaArbayim. So we have two Gdarim for Bein HaArbayim, and the second Keves brought every day Bein HaArbayim is mitam these two Gdarim. Mitzad inir tamidim in Parshas Tetzave, the Keves HaSheni that's Karav Bein HaArbayim is because it's Soif HaYoyim, and that's part of the Tmidus, that every day you have to have the beginning of the day and the end of the day. That's for the constancy. It's a constant avoid. You're not doing it every second of every day. So the constancy is achieved by doing it at the beginning and at the end. The book ends. What we call today. And mitzad, so the Bein HaArbayim is mitzad that it's Soif HaYoyim. Mitzad ha-tmidim b'Pinchas, harei hu karev Bein HaArbayim l'perek zman shel ha-erev, haynu ha-layla. So the Bein HaArbayim is the beginning of the night. So mitzad parashas Tetzaveh, it's Soif HaYoyim. And mitzad parashas Pinchas, it's Tchila so-erev. Because it's every day, and every day is broken up into two, morning, day, and night. So the Bein Arvayim, according to the Gedder of Parshas Pinchas, is the night carbon. Again, we have a lot of shiurim, number of shiurim. We were marichin these Gedder b'siyata d'shmaya. Me'ata mitba'er, she'shnei agdarim ha'amurim l'din shel ichur ha'pesach, ותמיד של בין הארבעים, כפי שהוכיח בחידוש רב אריה לייב, הם מצד שני הגדרים של זמן התמיד של בין הארבעים. So רב אריה לייב proved from the Gemara that these two גדורים apply of איחור הפסח, one that it's קדימה and מאוחר, and the other that it's the proper זמן. And they flow from the two gedarim. We have two parashias. We have parashias Tetzave, the Tomid of Tetzave, and the Tomid of Pinchas. Mitzad the Tomidim of Tetzave, the Geder of Bein Harbayim is Seif Hayoim. So why are you being Ma'acher the Pesach? Because that's the proper time. Geder Ichur HaPesach the Tamid. הוא קביעת זמן להקרבת הפסח, שזמן הקרבת הפסח שנאמר בו גם בערב, הוא אחר זמן התמיד של בין הארבעים, שקורבן הפסח שבא משום בערב, ואומר שזמן הקרבתו בבין הארבעים משום הערב, הקרב הוא בא, היינו, ליל פסח, שהוא מועד סתחה ממצרים אמור בפסוק זה, ודאי שזמן הקרבתו אחר תמיד של בין הארבעים, שבא בבין הארבעים משום סוף היום, שראה תחילה, מסתיים היום, ואחר כך מתחיל הערב. Why are you bringing the Korban Pesach? Because it's close to night, which is Moed Seischa Meretz Mitzrayim. So, the time has to be after the Tamid. Because why are you bringing the Tamid? Lefi Parshas Pinchas. Lefi Parshas Pinchas. What's the point of bringing the Tamid? The answer is, is it Sof Hayom? Because you have to bring it to constant avodah all day. So b'Sof Hayom, you're bringing the Tamid, and Memela, the Pesach, which is for the night, Moed Seischa Meretz Mitzrayim, it's a carb for the night, Memela has to come after. So this is before and after. First there has to be a Tamid, which is Sof Hayom, and then there has to be a Pesach, which is Tchilas Halayla. But mitzad the inyan atmidim of parshas Pinchos, shegeder zman bein arba'im shel atamid, gam hu mishum atchalat ha'erev. Wait a second. When you remember the tamid of Pinchos, is why? It's because it's the beginning of the night, just like the geder of Pesach. So they're really coming at the same time. Both of their bein arba'ims are the beginning of the night, perek zman shel atchalat ha'erev. So the Pesach before the tamid isn't considered Mechusar Zman. In the Geder of Tetzave, it's Mechusar Zman. It's Mechusar Zman because the proper time for the Tamid is Seif Hayom, and the proper time for the Pesach is Tchilas Halayla, and Memeil, if you haven't yet brought the Tamid, the Pesach is Mechusar Zman. But Mitzad, the Karban Tamid of Parshas Pinchos, which is Mitzad Yoim, that in the morning you bring the day carbon and in the afternoon the night carbon. So it's also gedet chilas halayla, the carbon tamid shel bein arba'im of the tamid. It's begeder laila, just like the Pesach. So it's not begeder mechusar zman, but rather it's a seder. In this night carbon, the seder is first zum ersten, you go with the carbon tamid. And then some tzveit, and then you go with the carbon of the Pesach. That's the Seder Inyanim. Because again, as we derive from the Pasuk, because by Pesach it says Erev and Bein Arbayim, by Talmud it only says Bein Arbayim. But the Hagdola is that this is the Seder, because they're both night karbanos, and the Seder of these night karbanos is first Pesach, is first Tamid, then Pesach. V'nera biyur b'geder din ichur ze, sha'af sh'geder bein ha'arbaim, gam shel Pesach v'gam shel Tamid, hu b'tor ha'tchalat ha'erev, mikol makom, ein inyan kviyat zman ze, שווה בשניהם. שקביעת זמן הקרבת הפסח בבין הארבעים של י"ד ניסן הוא, משום שאז מתחיל הערב של ליל 15, מועד היציאה ממצרים, וכמבואר בפסוק תזבח את הפסח בערב כבוא השמש מועד צאתך ממצרים. ביום י"ד מצד עצמו אינו זמן של פסח, אלא משום שבין ארבעים של י"ד הוא התחלת הערב של ליל ט"ו. כלומר שהפסח הקרב בי"ד אינו משום יום י"ד, אלא משום יום ט"ו של אחריו, שמועד היציאה, שערבו מתחיל בבין הארבעים של י"ד, אבל התמיד של בין הארבעים של י"ד אינו כן. שאפילו שגם התמיד מצד עניינו בפנחס, בא על פרק הזמן של הערב, היינו של הלילה, אבל אין זה משום שהוא הערב של ט"ו, אלא משום שהוא הערב של היום שתחילתו בי"ד. וכלפי קורבן התמיד, הערב הוא המשכו של היום שלפניו. של עניין הקרבת הקורבנות, היום והלילה של אחריו הם יום אחד, שהלילה הולך אחר היום, שמורי הקורבנות מוכתרים בלילה, וכן קודשים שזמן נחילתם הוא ביום ההקרבה נאכלים ליום וללילה, כמו שבעזרת השם עוד נבהר במקומו. והוא הכבש השני במסגרת חובת יום י"ד לשניים ליום, ונמצא שבין הארבעים של י"ד כלפי הפסח הרי הוא פרק הזמן של התחלת הערב של ט"ו של אחריו, ואילו כלפי התמיד הרי הוא פרק הזמן של התחלת הערב השייך ליום י"ד. ודין הוא איפה שיוחר קורבן הפסח שנאמר בו בערב שהוא בא משום הערב של ליל ט"ו של אחריו שהוא מועץ איתך מארץ מצרים, וקורבן תמיד שלא נאמר בו אלא בין ארבעים שהוא בא על פרק זמן של הערב השייך ליום י"ד כהמשכו של הבוקר במסגרת שניים ליום של י"ד. And in simple English, the reason the Seder is first the Korban Tomid, then the Korban Pesach, is because the Korban Tomid of Pinchas is because it's the end of the day of Yudalit. You're bringing the day of Yudalit Korban in the morning, and then the night of Yudalit at night. But we know that the night is Tesvav, but in Korbanos, the day, the night follows the day. And that's why when you have mitzvah to eat the carbon, the mitzvah to eat it that day and the following night. The Ketaras Seimurim is that day and the following and that night. So, in Kodshim Halayla Holech Achareyom. And the Mela, the carbon of the Tomid is because it's Shaykh to Yudalit. Le'umat Zois, in contrast to that, the carbon Pesach is Shaykh to Tesvav. Because that's Moed Seisra Meretz Mitzrayim, which is Leil Tesvav. And Fashteitzach, that the Karban Pesach is going to come after the Karban Tomid. They're both Bein Arbaims, but Karban Pesach is Geuchar. It also says Erev, because the Karban Pesach is Shaykh to Leil Tesvav, whereas the Karban Tomid is Shaykh to Yom Yudalit. But Yom Ubalayla Shel Yudalit, which is really Leil Tesvav, which you can't bring it at night, so you bring it Bein Arbayim, but it's still Shaykh to Yudalid, because Halayla Halech Acharayom, and Amel Yir Makdim, the Tomid, to the Pesach, Ve'hadvarim Niflaim Biyoter, Sfosayim Yishak, Baruch Hashem. Exciting. So, יש לנו עוד הרבה מה לדבר בסייעתא דשמיא, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נתקדם בלי נדר בפעם הבאה. אני מקווה מאוד, ובינתיים למדנו דברים נפלאים. Thank you so much for listening. יש מזויכה, ללמוד ללמד, לשמוע ולעשה, לקיים זכות ולסלם תורת סבי אהבו, and to remember, שסייף דובר הכל נשמע, אס אלויקים ירו, ואס מצווי סב שמור, כי זה כל האדם. שלום, שלום.